dozen tornadoes. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Reported last night and early this morning in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, some homes destroyed, at least two people hurt, and the chance for severe storms persists.
The greatest tornado threat will probably be there from central Alabama southwestward through southern Mississippi. We actually recently detected a tornado on radar there near Magnolia, Mississippi.
Dr. Ashton Robinson, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, torrential downpours are forecast for Alabama and Georgia today, bringing the threat of flash flooding. The House is scheduled to vote today on a bill that would force the rail unions to work under the terms of a tentative contract agreement that four unions have rejected.
I don't like going against the ability of unions to strike, but weighing the equities, we must avoid a strike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll also introduce a second bill that would add 7 days paid sick time to the rail contract. That was one of the issues that some of the unions have balked at. Guilty verdicts reached yesterday on the most serious charges filed over the incursion at the U.S. Capitol building last year. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and co-defendant Kelly Meggs convicted of seditious conspiracy.
During trial, prosecutors highlighted text messages showing Rhodes had wanted then-President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, but had told members he was prepared for a civil war or rebellion in either case to stop the transfer of presidential power. A seditious conspiracy conviction carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, she reports three other co-defendants were found not guilty, but all five were convicted of interfering with an official proceeding. Defense attorneys say there will be an appeal. The Dow trading nearly flat yesterday, but early morning Dow futures are now trading more than 100 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
By a vote of 61 to 36, the Senate has passed a Marriage Protection Act.
With support from 12 Republicans, the Senate approved legislation enshrining same-sex and interracial marriage protections in the federal law.
No matter who you are or who you love, you too deserve dignity and equal treatment under the law.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called his vote personal, saying his first phone call after passage would be to his daughter and her wife. Republican supporters like Maine's Susan Collins helped craft language they say will respect religious institutions.
Strengthening religious liberty and conscience protections.
Opponents argue religious protections are not strong enough. The bill now heads back to the House for final approval. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over a Biden administration policy halting the deportation of many illegal immigrants. The court's conservative majority appeared to be ready to order the administration to follow the federal law and block the DHS order. Missouri executed convicted cop killer Kevin Johnson last night for killing a suburban St. Louis police officer 18 years ago. Johnson had no last words, but after seeing her husband's killer die, the widow of fallen police sergeant Bill McEntee said,
"It took 17 years of grieving and pushing forward to get to this point today. This is something I hope no other family has to go through, because you truly never forget or get over."
Alabama says it will not try a second time to execute Alan Miller by lethal injection. His scheduled execution in September was halted when the execution team couldn't find a suitable vein for the injection. This month's attempt to lethally inject Kenneth Smith was also halted over IV issues. As China continues to arrest people protesting the COVID lockdown, the former president who ordered the Tiananmen Square protest be put down has died. I'm Jack.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.